Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help women stop letting their pasts hold them back and find the strength to truly forgive. So I am super excited to introduce Livette Love. Now, Livette is a life coach with a coaching certification from the Say Life Coach Institute and Transformation Academy. She helps women transform their lives by helping them release everything that's holding them back from a truly fulfilling life. Livette teaches women how to turn their pain and challenges into stepping stones to a greater purpose. Well, welcome, Livette. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you, Wendy. I am excited to be here too. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yeah. And, you know, Livette, I just love how you're helping women shift their mindsets around all the negatives and use those challenges as really the rocket fuel to reach their bigger purpose. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Oh, thank you. This is something that's really passionate about. I'm always willing and wanting to help other women just connect to get past anything that is standing in their way of being just super rocking women so they can be the best individuals that they can be. This is something that's very heartfelt to me. I feel like women are the cornerstone of the world. Without us, men couldn't get anything done. So I'm glad to be here and I can't wait to share more with your audience.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. And you know, I'm curious here, Livette, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
Well, I've always been the person that my friends and family would come to for advice with anything growing up and just in college in general. But going through the pandemic, I initially came home, I think it was March 9th, so a little over a year now. And I just said, when we remove ourselves from this pandemic, I want to be better. I want to learn a skill. I want to improve myself. What can I do to come out of this pandemic with more skills, a better skill set? How can I use what I've learned about myself and help others?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense because that has created a big shift for a lot of people, you know, to experience, you know, the social distancing and obviously the impact on the financial aspects as well as health. So yeah, I can definitely see how that was a time for you to really take into consideration where your existing focus is and maybe shift. So, you know, were you currently working and doing some other work and that, you know, the pandemic created that shift or?
Well, I'm currently still in working in corporate America. And for anyone who's still working in corporate America, going through any pandemic where you're faced with possible layoffs or it's, you know, any other expense cutting measures, you never want to find yourself on that chopping block, right? Mm-hmm. And, right. You know, when you think of all this, the talk of stimulus payments and, you know, people who have built many years creating their businesses. And some of these are family businesses, and you've spent a lifetime of just pouring their sweat, their finances into these businesses. So you want to be able to put yourself in a situation where you have another source of income. And for me, so being able to work full time, I'm grateful to be able to do that and to have this what's referred to as a side hustle, because I do work full time, gives me another stream of income. And like I mentioned before, I've had many friends and family members come to me for advice. So I said, why not get certified and start charging for some of this advice?
Because right. Yeah.
People will spend their money on what's important to them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes, definitely. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building your practice?
Oh, absolutely.
It hasn't been an easy walk, I guess. Right? I haven't found anybody yet who has been just a cakewalk. So it's generally filled with a lot of hills and valleys.
Oh, yes. So when you work for someone as myself in corporate America, you don't have to worry about websites, social media, marketing, you know, a sales team, because that's already, someone already does that, right?
Right.
You don't have to worry about a lot of that information, a lot of those areas. So that's been a struggle. And because my background is in accounting, so that makes me a little type A, whole lot more analytical.
Right.
So letting go of control and raising my hand to say, okay, there's someone else out here that can do this resource for me. I don't have to take 20 hours to figure out how to do something that should only take me 15 minutes to do.
Right, right.
So that's been a challenge. But definitely, you know, just having the foresight to, like, you don't know what you don't know, right?
Because it's definitely, the path unfolds as you start walking down it.
Starting a business is not, if I open it, they will come.
Right.
Yeah. You gotta definitely know. And so one of my biggest things has been to learn about overhead expenses. You know, they're great and shiny objects out here. and you're like, oh, I need that. Oh yeah, I want that. And really don't, because how are you going to pay for it? Mm-hmm. Right?
Oh yeah. It's a different deal when you are in charge of your income and expenses and time card. And suddenly that 40-hour week that you're already given to your corporate job becomes just a drop in the bucket, because you got to do then everything for yourself, which obviously the work that you do is so incredibly important. And you're obviously an expert at helping women use their life challenges to their advantage to create a life of purpose and happiness. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or the sales part of being in business? So this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Oh, Wendy, this is my number one biggest problem. Like, I can talk to women all day long about how harmful unforgiveness is and how that anger and that guilt and that shame is affecting their lives all day long. Mm-hmm. But don't ask me to, you know, go live or post content to offer a product to sell, or just, hey, you know, I have this service I want to get you enrolled in. Yeah, I struggle with the sales side of the business, mm-hmm. which if you don't have sales money coming in, you're not going to have a business for long.
That's
my disconnect. That's where I would definitely say that I need help. And, you know, I try to put myself in groups and organizations, you know, with other like-minded female entrepreneurs. And it's always, oh, you know, you should get a team and blah, blah, blah. But a team has to be paid for, which mm-hmm. takes me back to needing sales. and making sure I have a process to enroll clients.
Yep, that is absolutely true. It is pretty much the engine inside that beautiful Lamborghini or whatever car that is, you know, represents the work that you do. So yeah, absolutely. Well, is there any specific area within the enrollment conversation? Like a lot of people struggle with just creating a sense of what, you know, what their fees are, what the, how to quantify the work that they do in terms of putting a value on it.
I think for me, it's been like, because I'm so passionate about helping women get unstuck, that it's almost like I'm ashamed to put a fee to it, right? Mm-hmm. But it's not, this is not a hobby. This is not a passion project. So I'm learning that I'm giving value, I'm pouring into women, but that I need to learn that it's okay to put a price to what I'm giving. Like, it's taken me time to do research that has a value, that costs time. And it's things like that where I'm struggling.
Mm-hmm. Right. And boy, you are not alone in that. That is something that a lot of coaches and entrepreneurs struggle with, is just how to really own the value of your work. And like I referenced, it's really your zone of genius. And sometimes when something is so close to us and our zone of genius, it's just automatic and it's easy for us. We, like you said, it's been a process to gain this insight and clarity. Mm-hmm. And so for you to help your friends with words of wisdom comes just easily to you, but that does not mean that there's not value associated with that. It's like the surgeon, he or she puts on their scrubs and goes into the operating room and, you know, just zip, zap, you know, and does these really critical surgical procedures that for her or him are easy. Well, that doesn't mean that there shouldn't be a lot of remuneration received for that. So the same with the work that you do, it's just so critical to understand not just that, oh, this is something that's easy for me. No, it's looking at your impact of the work you do and the transformation that you provide for a woman who knows for how many years she's been struggling with just holding back because of the inner challenges that have been keeping her from, you know, maybe wanting to get that better job or maybe wanting to find, you know, a partner that's going to really bring that sense of fulfillment to your life, or maybe, you know, choosing to take a risk and saying yes to having kids, or, you know, who knows all the different things that are holding her back because of the pains and challenges that have created some inner turmoil. And you step in through the work that you provide, you're able to release her of that. And she moves forward in life at a whole different level of, you know, joy and happiness. So what is that worth? And that's really where the focus is, not so much on, oh, this is just easy for me. This is, you know, I'm just doing this part-time, or, you know, the focus is on you then. So when you focus on the impact of your work and looking at that one client, one by one by one, you know, the whole starfish analogy, you know, you save one starfish, that's that one starfish. You know, you save one woman's life. Well, that's her life. You know, she's now able to hold her head up high and forgive everything that's happened in the past, and she can now move forward with ease. And so the value of that work is really then more easily conveyed and owned when you look at truly the difference that you're making in each person's life. So hopefully that, you know, helps you shift your mindset a bit about how to own the value of the work that you do, because it has been a lifetime of experience and insight and learning skills, and obviously taking your zone of genius and helping another person is huge. You know, it's very valuable.
I tell you, Wendy, I've had a light bulb moment listening to you.
It's good
that way, because initially when I started, I would offer all of these free discovery calls. And I was just like, this is frustrating. And it became overwhelming because I'm offering basically free coaching. Mm-hmm. And it's not the return. I'm not getting any return. It was like throwing a dart at the wall and hoping it would stick.
Right, right.
Sliding down. And I'm like, okay. And so then it was like, oh, I don't want, that's not what I was looking to pay. And I'm like, okay. So I'm like, okay, is it me? Maybe this, I'm not cut out for this. Maybe this is a hobby. Maybe this is a passion project. But having had to learn, okay, let me go look at who my audience is. Let me go look at the people that I'm targeting, because I can't talk to everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, I was trying to talk to everybody, and everybody, everybody's not my client. Everybody's not going through the same thing. But definitely the advice that you're giving me about looking at using that starfish example and associating that value and the impact, mm-hmm. that if thinking about it that way definitely clears up any misconception of this is the investment of this product. And, there's no ifs, ands, or buts, because I was like, oh, I have to offer discounts, or, if you're just starting out, you have to price yourself real low. And that's not the case.
No.
Right? Like, that's not the case. Like,
no, it is not.
I'm like, I'm looking at if you're trying to do a budget, that's not go cut it.
Yep. That's right. Exactly. Yeah. It's owning that. Owning the impact and realizing that, just because it's something that it's easy for you to do doesn't mean it's not extremely valuable to somebody else. So, yeah, well, great. Hopefully that helps you reframe and shift your mindset and own the
great impact. It does. And like I said, when you were talking, I thought, okay, so I help women overcome unforgiveness. My coach needs to help me with the mindset of owning my value to make sure I can have a successful, mm-hmm. Flourishing finances.
Exactly. Exactly. And, Levette, we are, I would love to think we're on the tail end of the pandemic here. Mm-hmm. I think there's light at the end of the tunnel, but boy, it has been a huge journey. And I know that you spoke earlier about the impact of the pandemic on you. And it's kind of been a wake-up call as far as, hey, I don't want all my eggs in one basket here. I've got an expertise that I'm going to bring forward and take the courage to bring out to others and to make that difference. But I'm curious, the pandemic has had a huge impact on women in their lives, as far as the kids are home doing schoolwork, husband's home maybe working remotely, she's home working remotely. I mean, this has really rocked a lot of people's worlds. Can you speak a little bit about the impact of your work on women because of the pandemic?
Yes, definitely. Starting my business during this pandemic, if you had told me this is something I would have done, I would have never believed you, Wendy. But it was something that happened when it was supposed to, because women needed the information that I was sharing. Women needed some coping skills,
right?
Because everything changed.
Yep.
And it wasn't just leaving the house, as I call it, getting on the hamster wheel of life, going through the motions. So they're already going through the motions, pre-COVID, and just juggling, and they get, a breakaway when they're able to leave the house. But you add that pandemic and we're prisoners in our own home. So just being able to connect with women, and of course it's been virtually, mm-hmm. in a virtual setting and giving them the tools, but being able to peel back the layers and the onions, because it's challenging to get women to trust you enough to share, to say, even say that there is an issue.
Right.
Because women do not want to admit with other women, even though they're supposed to be this sisterhood of women, we don't like to admit to each other, you know, there is an issue. Things are tough. And it's tough because I didn't deal with, you know, my childhood trauma, or I didn't deal with the abuse that I suffer even from a previous relationship, or they're dealing with negative self-talk or minimizing their voice. And you know, God forbid you throw in women who are in an abusive situation and they're at home with that abuser.
It's
really hard. So, you know, just to be able to offer some coping skills and some strategies, and just to say, hey, you know, coming up with code words to, if you are not in a space where you can freely say, hey, I need help. Mm-hmm. Hey, do you have any bananas?
Mm-hmm.
Come up with a code word. Like, right. Be that helpmate to women. So it's definitely been a blessing. You know, I hate to say that. I know you hate to say something that's really bad, right? COVID is very bad, but you hate to say that it's been a blessing. But I, at the beginning of COVID, I was just like, COVID allowed me self-reflection, just like it is with other women and with my clients. It allowed me to go back and look at how my family unit was changing, because we were just so busy. And with the clients that I talk to, it's like they're so busy with activities. There's no self-love. There's no self-care. They forget about themselves. We don't take care of ourselves,
mm-hmm.
because we're taking care of everybody else.
Right. Yeah. That is definitely, I mean, I can just see how the need for the work that you do is just really escalated, given mm-hmm. all the dynamics, and there's just, like you said, I mean, that, I hate to say it, a prisoner in our own walls, you know, because mm-hmm. of restrictions and whatnot, and everybody's having to work remotely, school remotely, you know, sporting events, this and that, everything has drastically changed. So yeah, it's created just this huge level of stress for these women that have already been in situations where they have had severe challenges going on. So yeah, super important work. Well, how do you work with women who want to finally say, see you later, bye-bye to what's happened in their lives that's holding them back? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy or your approach?
Yeah, so we do work in a virtual environment because of COVID. I am excited to what life unfolds after COVID, but working in that virtual environment, creating that safe space, I tell my clients from the very beginning, I am a no-nonsense zone. If you're coming to me because you want help in an area of your life that you feel stuck in, like, you have to be willing to do the work. So I'm going to give you activities to help you pinpoint. You tell me what is going on. And I have a particular client, of course, I won't share her name, but her health is affecting her marriage, right? And it's also spilling into her professional career. And I'm like, okay, what, you know, tell me what we're working on today, because I can give you goals, but if you're not committed to them, it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
We have these check-ins, you know, she's told me at the very beginning what she needed. If I don't meet goal A through B, I want a gentle nudge. FaceTime me. Okay. So you stop taking the FaceTime. So I was just like, do you know what this is going to cost you if you're not willing to change? Because sometimes until we're faced with that, what it cost us, we're not going to change.
Right. Yep. And sometimes we forget too, because it's the comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so that is the importance of having somebody like you to be that accountability, as well as holding, you know, a light or a mirror up to say, okay, remember, yeah, and this is what you said you didn't want, and this is what you're doing.
Because I think in our day and age, and I think before COVID, we were so used to, Wendy, paying for whatever we needed. If we needed something done, we just whip out our credit card, pay for it, it's done for us. But when it comes to our self-worth, our self-love and self-care, there is no amount of money that you can spend for someone else to do that work for you. And that is what I try to get across with my clients. I can't do the work for you.
Yep. And it just speaks to the level of coaching that you provide. It just really comes from your heart. You put yourself out there in a way that meets them where they're at and provides that, you know, like, okay, let's do this. You said you wanted this. So keeping them moving. So yeah, I really love how you obviously you lead with love, but also with, you know, that sense of not letting them slip back into those old patterns. So yeah, that is very powerful. So how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you, Livette?
The best way would be to use my Linktree site, and it's Linktree/Love Life Legacy Coaching. I can be found on any social media site using Love Life Legacy Coaching.
Okay.
Linktree, should I spell Linktree out, Wendy, or most people are familiar with it?
Yeah. Go ahead if you'd like to. I'm going to also, those will also be in the show notes. But
okay. Link is spelled linktr.ee/Love Life Legacy Coaching. Just one more thing I want to share with you, Wendy, about why I chose Love Life Legacy as the name. I know you didn't ask me this, but whenever I look at the name, it just makes me think about that, you know, God gives us this one life and it's up to us to create the legacy that we want to live. Mm-hmm. And you know, if we stay stuck in the current situation, we'll never create that.
Yeah. Yeah. That is powerful. It's really living into what really was intended our life to be, is a love life legacy. So yeah, I love the name that you came up with. That, you know, obviously it ties in with your name as well.
Yes.
Livette Love. And so Love Life Legacy Coaching is just perfect. So, all right. So that's linktr.ee/Love Life Legacy Coaching .com, correct?
Yes.
And then you can find you on all the social platforms through Love Life Legacy Coaching.
Yes.
And so, yeah, I encourage all our listeners to be sure to follow Livette. And obviously you have just such a wealth of information and so much insight. In fact, if I could tap on you one last time here during our conversation and looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
I would say, don't quit on yourself. To find someone that can mentor you, whether you call that person a mentor, a coach, if you have to be prayerful about it to do that, there is someone that can mentor and develop you, that can help you along the way. But if you are starting a business, you didn't just wake up with this idea. God gave you this. So don't give up on yourself, but just be very mindful about not creating a bunch of overhead expenses before you can consistently generate income. Mm-hmm. That was my number one mistake.
Right. Yeah. Well, both of those are really great advice. Find a mentor to, you know, cause let's face it. We weren't born ready to build a business. Those are skills that need to be acquired. So it stands to reason that you know, just like people go to university for 4 years to get a degree so that they can go work a job. Well, this is even, you know, there's even more variables to running your own business. So yeah, I love that. Find a mentor and don't quit on yourself. That is powerful. So, well, Livette, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from, you know, your early experience in life of just always being that resource for people, for others, your friends, your family, just being that, oh, ask Livette, she knows, and realizing that, you know what, I think I can make a bigger difference here. I seem to be able to help a lot of people in my circle. So I think I can tap into my life journey and make a difference for other women who have been holding themselves back through experiences that have been creating things that they just haven't been able to forgive. So I just love the impactful work that you're now doing, helping women truly transform their lives by teaching them how to turn their pain and challenges into stepping stones to living a truly fulfilling life with greater purpose. So I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
I really appreciate the opportunity and for you having me and the advice that you gave me about value and my prices. I really do.
Good.
It's going to go a long way.
That's great. Well, I'm glad that I moved the needle there for you. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Livette Love through her website. That's Linktree, linktr.ee/Love Life Legacy Coaching. And that's her handle on all social platforms, Love Life Legacy Coaching. And be sure to follow her on all those platforms and